Erios Perik Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2. This Mishnah is one of those Mishnahs that I think many people don't actually care about the details or want to pay enough attention to keep track of them. It's sort of mathematical. So I'm going to say the Mishnah, sort of glossing over those technicalities first, and then people who want to listen, I'll go back and I'll just run through the derivations so everything could be perfectly clear for those who actually want to understand sort of the mathematical details, I'll call them. Okay? So the point of the Mishnah here is there's a machlokas regarding how much flour needs to be in the dough recipe when one prepares dough for making bread, such that the dough is required to have hafreshes challah, to have a separation of challah, a portion that's separated and gifted to the kohen from the dough. And there's three opinions. Shammai is going to say his words are there, it's one kav. You could think of a kav for our purposes here as like a 2-liter bottle, okay? In terms of volume, just give you a picture in your head of something like that. And Hillel says, no, it's 2 kav of flour. And the rabbis say, consistent with like the previous mission, the next mission, these three Mishnayos are where Hillel and Shammai disagree, but the rabbi Paskin like neither of them. The rabbis say, no, it's not 1 or 2, rather it's 1.5 kav of flour. That is the amount you need to be required to, of flour in the recipe of the dough to be required separate challah. And then, period. Now, there is a level of complexity here. There were three stages of development in terms of the kav measurement. The kav is like called a measuring cup. So originally I had the desert measuring cups called the midbarit, the desert sizes. Then they had the Jerusalem during the time that the Sanhedrin operated out of Yerushalayim. Those are called the Yerushalmit. And then they have, after the Chorban Bayis Sheni, the second base of Midrash was destroyed, and the Sanhedrin convened in Tzipori, Sepphoris in English. So they again added the size of the measuring cup once more. Okay? So the Chazal referred to the increase in the size as being a shishis. We would translate that as 20%. Okay, I'm not making a mistake. So basically, the measuring cup called the kav got 20% bigger in Jerusalem relative to what was in the desert, and then again 20% bigger later on in Tzipori relative to what it was in Jerusalem. So the amount of flour itself that's required to have a freshes challah doesn't change. But since the cups get bigger, the number, the nominal amount of cups required gets smaller, okay, because the cups are just bigger. Okay, so the Mishnah is going to say, although the rabbi said it was 1.5 of these kav measuring cups in the time of the Jerusalem measuring cups, later on we used Tzipori measuring cups, so then it goes down to 1.25 because the cups are bigger. And then finally Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not exactly 1.25, or 5/4. Rather, it's a little bit, it's 5% bigger than that because the base measurement is based on eggs and the volume of eggs, and the volume of the egg has changed. Eggs are a little smaller now, so we need to have 5% extra. So he says 5/4 or 1.25 plus a bit, an extra 5%. That's the sort of the Mishnah outside, okay? Now, I'll read you the words. Shammai omer mekav l'chala. Shammai says it's 1 kav, requires chala. V'hil omer mekabayim, from 2 kav worth of flour, requires chala. V'cham omerim lo kadiv reze v'lo kadiv reze. No, they're both wrong, say the rabbis. Ela kavu mechtza chayavim b'chala. 1.5 kav in chayavim b'chala. Okay, now the first wrinkle I have to speak out here is that the 1 and 2 measures of Shammai and Hillel are based on the desert measure, whereas the 1.5 is the Jerusalem measure. Okay, so they're not really talking apples for apples, but anyways, that's how it is. U'mishigdilu hamidos, once they increased for a second time, really, the size of the measuring cups in Tzipori, amru chameshus revaim, 5/4 are chayavin, are obligated, meaning 1.25 instead of 1.5. And Rabbi Yossi omer, chamisha paturin, Rabbi Yossi says 5, meaning 5/4, of a kav is exempt. Chamisha va'od, if it's 5/4 and a bit, meaning extra 5% more than that, then chayav, and then it's obligated in hafreshes challah. Okay, halacha l'maisa, the opinions range since basically between like kind of 9 and 13 cups of flour today for hafreshes challah, and like, I think generally speaking, from 9 people separate without a bracha, and from 13 they separate with a bracha. More than that, you can ask your local Orthodox rabbi exactly how to do it in practice. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Begadol, in the big picture. Now let me go back and get some details here for those who are interested. Okay, so the basis of this whole discussion is the Pasuk says, V'haya b'chalchem milechem ha'aretz, and will be when you eat from the bread of the land, tarimu truma l'Hashem, you'll separate an elevated portion to Hashem, reishis ariso seichem chala tarimu truma. The first of your kneading bowl shall be chala, the separation called chala, that you will elevate and give as a gift to the Kohen. Okay, the word Kohen is not there. That's implicit in giving it to Hashem. The Kohen is the proxy. Okay, so now, there's no measurements of how much it is, but back in the Midbar, back in the desert, Hashem was giving what's the lechem min hashamayim, bread from heaven. That was called man, the manna. Okay, and they actually would like make it into loaves, if you will, or dough. I don't know exactly. They made it. They prepared that manna as food. And the amount that of per day that they got in the desert was an omer la gulgolis, one omer per person. The omer is said to be a tenth of an eifa, a siris eifa. Okay, and an eifa is a big measure. So here's how the numbers shake out. There's a worthwhile mnemonic to keep in mind called askalav gudu. Askalav is spelled specifically aleph samach kuf lamed base, and gudu, gimel vav dalet vav, that is to remember the ratios between the different volume metrics. So if you write it on a piece of paper, askalav on one line, then between those five letters, you have the letters gudu, the four letters gudu. Gimel is 3, vav for gudu is 6, dalet is 4, vav 6. That's how it's the conversion. So for example, between aleph and samach, between the eifa, the biggest measure, and the sa'a, the second biggest measure, there's the gimel of gudu, there's 3, meaning there's 3 sa'a in an eifa. And same goes, the second letter of vav in gudu is 6. So from the sa'a, from the sin askalav, to the k in ask love, the kuf of kav, from a kav to a sa is 6. There are 6 kaven in one sa. Okay? If you're going to think just in sort of pictures in your head, the kav you can think of as a 2-liter bottle, like I said before. Since there are 6 of those in a sa, you can think of the sa as a 6-pack of 2-liter bottles. And the eifa has 3 sa in it, and therefore you can think of it as a stack of 3 6-packs stacked on top of each other. That's the eifa. Okay, if you do the math, if there's 3 6-packs in an eifa, that means how many kav and how many individual bottles are there? 18. 3 times 6 is 18. So there are 18 kav in one eifa. Okay, now, since the omer they got in the desert was a tenth of an eifa, you're going to take 18 and divide it by 10, you get 1.8. So 1.8 kav is the number, is the amount of man, and therefore, by analogy, the amount of flour we have to be obligated in challah. Okay, so 1.8 in the desert ends up being, by conversion, 1.5 or 1.5 in the Jerusalem measurements. The basic math is as follows. If you want to draw a picture for yourself, you can. Draw a picture yourself of like a little measuring cup. That's your kav from the desert, and it has like, let's call it, you know, 5 portions to it, cut into fifths. Okay, so you have 1.8 of those, makes for the amount you need, a tenth of an eifa. So you'll have one whole measuring cup of 5 of them filled, and then the other one 4/5 of it filled. So that's the 0.8. Okay. Now, in Jerusalem, they added what's called a shishas ashtus, and that is, ended up being 20%, as we call it. Okay. I'll come back to that weird translation in a moment. But the point is, now instead of having 5 sections in each kav, they have a 6th section in each kav. That's where the 6th comes from. Okay. So now the cups are 20% bigger. They have 6 of these compartments instead of 5 of them compartments, which means if before the measuring cups, the kav, they had 5 compartments of equal size, if you will. So 1.8 would be 5 of the one of them, and then 4/5 of the second, total of 9 compartments filled. 1.8, okay? 9 of the fifths of the kav. So now if each of the larger Jerusalem kav measurements have 6 sections instead of 5 sections, each of the same size, so then you'll fill up 9 of those if you use 1.5, because one has 6 of them and the other half has 3 more. So again, 9. So that's how the conversion is from 1.8 to 1.5. It is basically you're going to multiply by 5/6. That's how it works out, okay, because there's, like I described. So I don't know if that step mathematically is so intuitive, but the picture plus that will be. So you take 1.8, which is the amount in the midbar, times 5/6 to convert it to the amount in the Jerusalem measurements. That gives you 1.5 or 1.5. And that's the shita of the rabbis, okay? Now, in terms of this weird translation of a shishis as a 20%, so the idea is that there, we've seen, I'm sure, in lots of places, there's two ways to measure percentages. One's called mila ga'av, and one's called mila bar, translated loosely as from the inside and from the outside. When we use, our convention is to use what Chazal would call mila ga'av, okay? So if I'd say, you know, if let's talk about something a little different, just so it's more familiar. I think in many places in the Torah, you have a chomesh surcharge. Chomesh is an extra, literally means what, a fifth, but it's an extra 25%, right? So if I stole 4 hamburgers from you and I had to pay you back with an extra chomesh as a penalty, whatever that would be, so then I'm going to have to add a fifth hamburger for every 4 hamburgers I stole from you. That's the idea of a chomesh. So there's, once I've given you all 5, one of the 5 from the outside, milabar, is the surcharge, the extra hamburger, the chomesh. But before, when I owed you 4 and I'm adding a chomesh, it's 25%. Okay? Kind of a similar, that, so milabar from the outside, milagav is how we used to do it from the inside. So that's fine. Now the way that it's going to work for Hillel and Shammai is really counterintuitive. Although it says that there's a sira se'efa, which means literally like a tenth of an eifa, is the amount of an omer, the amount they got in the midbar. So Hillel understands that it's milabar, the tenth, the asiris is milabar. So it's not actually 1 part out of 10, it's like 1 part out of 9. The same way chomesh is 25, chomesh is a fourth, so asiris is a ninth, according to how Hillel understands the word asiris. So therefore you divide by 9 instead of 10, which means, simply put, if you have 18 kav in an eifa, which you do, as I told you a minute ago, right? It's 6 kav in a sa, and then 3 sa in an eifa, so 18 kav in eifa. Okay, but if you take an asiris, and you are speaking not as we do mila gav, and divide it by 10 to get 1.8, as we did, but if you talk mila bar, as Hillel is talking, you divide it not by 10, but by 9. So 18 divided by 9 is 2. So when Hillel said there are 2 kav, they're based on that calculation. And when the rabbi says 1.5, they were doing 2 things different than Hillel. First of all, they were saying a siris, a tenth, means milagav, a tenth out of 1.8 divided by 10, to 1.8. Sorry, 18 divided by 10, 1.8. And second of all, they were saying, they were talking not in the midbar measurements, but rather in the Jerusalem measurements. So they multiply by 5/6 to go from 1.8 to 1.5. That's the 1.5 of the Mishnah. And Hillel, who said 2, he's talking, first of all, like I said, he's doing milabar, so he's taking the 18 kav in the eifa and dividing it by 9 instead of 10 to get the omer. So he's left with 18 divided by 9, which is 2. And he's talking midbar measurements without converting to Jerusalem measurements. That's, he has 2. Shammai thinks basically like Hillel does. It's just that Shammai says, since it says reishis ariso seichem in the plural, you're kneading troughs, since they're having kind of 2 meals a day, morning and night, each kneading bowl is like half the size, so instead of, and that would be chayiv also for challah, so Shammai says it's half of the daily portion, which is not 2, but rather 1, half of 2, 1 kav of a midbar kav, that's chayiv and challah. Okay, that's the details, more nitty gritty here. Okay, now Rabbi Yossi, he had this different shita, like I said before, which is that he goes with the rabbis that it would be originally a tenth of an eifa is 1.8 kav, that was in midbar. Then it goes to Jerusalem, it goes to 1.5, because time 5/6. Then it goes to Tzipori, time by 5/6 again, get to 5/4, 1.25, 1.25 kav of the Tzipori measurements. But then he held, since the basis of this measurements are eggs, and askalav. So after the kav, you get 4 lugin, and from the lug, you equal to 6 beitzas. The lav of askalav is lug and beitza, and the gudu, there's 4 lug and the kav, and there's 6 beit is in the lug. Anyways, the point is the bedrock here unit, the smallest unit here that we're basing this on, is the beitza, the egg. And Rabbi Yossi held that the egg had shrunk a little bit, therefore 5/4 of a kav is not enough anymore in the tzipori kav, and rather it has to be a little more than that. An extra basically works out to being an extra 5%.